A dozen years ago, farm markets in California and across the country began to be allowed to accept food stamps. But the program got off to a bumpy start, explains Martin Bork, executive director of Berkeley's Ecology Center.
In 2003, food stamps in California moved from paper food stamps to electronic debit cards. And to use those cards, farmers markets would need a point-of-sale device that's connected to a phone line, and most farmers markets didn't have that. So the Ecology Center worked with USDA and the California Department of Social Services to overcome the operational and policy barriers to using the electronic debit cards.
That pioneering work helped Bork's group become one of eight in California to get additional funding from the Federal Agriculture Department to expand the use of food stamps at farm markets. USDA Undersecretary Kevin Concannon announced the $8.1 million grant program in a conference call with reporters.
Over the past 6 years or so, we have moved on the farmers market and direct marketing farmer side from having fewer than 900 locations across the U.S. that could process SNAP or food stamp benefits or CalFresh benefits in the case of California, now some 6,400 farmers markets are direct marketing farmers. And our goals in increasing number of access points is twofold. One, to promote access to healthier eating for low-income households. But two, it's to put those dollars back into the local economy to support local growers and ranchers.
A little more than $1 million of those grants are coming to non-governmental organizations in Northern California. Another of them is the Sebastopol-based Interfaith Sustainable Food Collaborative, where Steve Schwartz is executive director.
We're supporting congregations that are going from a focus on hunger relief to an approach that supports getting the most healthful local produce to families that otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it. So this is about supporting local farmers, it's about consumers trying vegetables that are new to them, and it's about preventing obesity and diabetes in high-risk populations. Affordability has been a challenge with some of the premium produce that's grown in the area. And with this grant, we're helping people bridge the gap, but we're not asking small-scale local producers to sacrifice their modest income.
The innovation in this approach is that it brings fresh food to consumers who may not be able to get to a farm market. Schwartz offers this example.
We've worked in Marin City, high percentage of low-income families, and not a single grocery store. We partnered with Village Baptist Church there, which offered a farm stand after Sunday church services to begin to do something concrete about the lack of food access. It's a social justice issue for them, and they want to expand the stand, and this grant is going to help make that happen.
Both the Interfaith Collaborative and the Ecology Center will also use some of their grant funds to have information about local farm markets distributed by county social service departments. These and other promotional efforts, says Martin Bork, should boost the economic viability of those markets considerably.
Our grant is over 3 years, and we hope that the impact specifically will be to increase SNAP sales by 1.25 million over the course of those 3 years.
There are still 350 farm markets across California not yet equipped to accept the electronic CalFresh cards. Reducing that number, says Bork, is another of their goals. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.